Self-teaching. Improvisation may well be considered a self-taught process, even as we bring to it all our acquired learning and skill. Improvisation is not exclusive to a particular stage of development or age group. With experience and time, each person becomes a better self-teacher. However, self-instruction is not intended to deny the role of the teacher in any way. The jazz musician, throughout the development of the art, has often been self-taught, and individuality of style has always been a high priority. Usually there is an idol whom they emulated and imitated, and the imitation lasts only long enough to serve as a source of learning and a filter for their own ideas. Self-teaching does not stop when one is studying formally. The student must still go through the process of interpreting the information and examples on his own. It is the student's task to analyze the substance for the purpose of digesting and understanding so that he may function independently of the teacher. In this way, the knowledge becomes his own. In the creative arts, the greatest source of learning rests in our emotions, which are spurred into motion in order to be expressed. Tune into your mood and speak it in motion alone, moving your arms and hands in any convulsion of dance-like gestures you feel. Follow this by playing out an improvised phrase of the same general length, feeling the playing to be embodied in the gesture that preceded it. Continue in this manner, alternating the dance gesture with the playing. The fluctuation of feeling flows through this alternating activity and allows for deep involvement and a sense of truth between what you feel and what you play. The hands themselves, as though listening, are obeying commands beyond your will, bringing out that inner musical stirring. Let this be the most permissive experience possible. Allow phrase after phrase to form itself, not questioning its worth, permitting yourself to enjoy that which is pleasing to your ears and feels good in the playing. Consider anything else to be a passing thought. One experience affects another, and one phrase answers another, while gradually the horizons of improvisation expand and deepen. Harry Sternberg, a painter of some renown, once told his class that if one painting in 10 were to turn out well, it was a good score. One should paint with the awareness that he may need to throw away the finished painting. Not a pleasing idea, but a freeing one. Play out any three-note grouping. Imitate this group. Try spinning out groups of various lengths, gradually weaving longer phrases. In beginning this way with short, insignificant fragments, you will eventually find yourself playing beautiful phrases. Stravinsky said the process of composition goes, quote, step by step, link by link. The greatest masterpieces of music are frequently developed out of the thematic material that is so modest that many of us would have discarded it. Nothing is too lowly if captured by inspiration and used with inventiveness. The recording device can be a tremendous help in self-teaching and can offer great enjoyment when you listen to the improvisation at a later time. Musicians who improvise generally agree that this is a self-taught art. A teacher can help to open a gate and make a student aware of his own imaginative abilities. After that, the student will find his own path. There is so much to be discovered when you change your focus from looking outwards to looking inwards. Just as you can hear your own thoughts, you can hear the music that is within you.